أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of talks for humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi talking with you about the issue of environment in the Holy Book. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book mostly touches the general instructions about environment, not the specific issues and specific elements of environment. One of those general instructions and guidelines is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches in His Holy Book that there is a mutual influence between our act and the environment. We understand that how the environment influences our activities, our act. For example, the weather, the water, the trees, different supplies, they are all affecting and influencing our activities because we need them. But our acts also are going to influence. And that is something new that the Holy Book teaches us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to convince us that even our sins, our crimes, are influential in the environment. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ If the people, it is the people, if the people of the towns had been faithful and God-wary, we would have opened to them blessings from the heavens and the earth. This is something that it might sound strange to us at the beginning, but when we compare with different other verses, we see, no, it seems that it's a very quite clear and proved issue in the Holy Book, that our taqwa, our God-wary, our faith are going to affect the nature. And on the other hand, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَأٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٌ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِيلٍ وَشِمَالٍ There was certainly a sign for Sheba in their habitation. Two gardens to the right and to the left. كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ Eat of the provisions of your Lord. وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ And give him thanks. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ A good land and an all-forgiving Lord. You see how beautiful image you would have out of Sheba in your mind. Then, what happened? فَأَعْرَضُوا But they disregarded. It means disregarded the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened? فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ So we unleashed upon them a violent flood. وَبَدَّلْنَاهُمْ بِجَنَّتَيْهِمْ جَنَّتَيْنِ ذَوَاتَيْ أُكُلٍ خَمْطٍ وَأَثْلٍ وَشَيْءٍ مِنْ سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ And we replaced their two gardens with two gardens bearing bitter fruit, tamarsik, and sparse lot trees. Those beautiful trees, beautiful gardens, all of them were ruined because of their sins. Let's follow these examples and follow this thread in the Holy Book after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi Allahumma salli ala Muhammad sallu alayhi Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the influence that our sins might have on the environment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that not only taqwa is going to influence on your environment and brings more sustenance, more blessings for you from the earth and from the sky, On the other hand, your sins also are going to affect and influence on the earth and on the blessings you have. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Certainly we sent Noah to his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. And he remained with them for 1,050 years. Then, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانِ. Then the flood overtook them. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. While they were wrongdoers. It means, since they were wrongdoers, we sent this flood, this storm. And that you, and you know that this storm and the flood that we talk about in this story of Prophet Noah was a comprehensive, including storm, which included the whole earth. And it was not an easy one. So it demolished everything except the ark that Prophet Noah was on and his companions. That was all because of the sins that they have made. Another example. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. As for the people of Thamud, we guided them. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. But they preferred blindness to guidance. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ. So the bolt of a humiliating punishment seized them. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهُونِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The bolt of a humiliating punishment seized them because of what they used to earn. The same destination. Because of the sins, because of the disregarding the path, the right path, the punishment influenced the environment and ruined the whole nature. أَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. As for Ad, another nation, they were destroyed by a fierce icy gale. So these examples show that although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the environment for us, He didn't guarantee to protect that for us forever. No. As long as we follow the right path, He might protect that. Here I want to touch a very significant point. Do not be misguided by this issue. Because some people, when hearing about that, they say, okay, so when we see that some people in, for example, non-believer countries, they have a good nature, meaning means that, okay, they are not committing sins. And sometimes we see that some, for example, earthquakes or other natural problems take place in Muslim countries, in believing countries, it means that they have committing. No. This is none of them is a general formula. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say and wants to teach us that out of the material influence, out of the material and empirical influences and effects that you are familiar with, open a new profile in your mind that there are some influences by something different, which is your acts. Not that everyone who has a good environment means that he committed good deeds, nor everyone who have some natural problems in his environment meaning that he or they have committed sins. No, none of them are general statements. Thank you. And by this issue, we close the profile of environment in the Holy Book. Thank you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.